Recorded and transcribed.
It is men's day. I am standing in for my brother EK, who's on the line this morning.
Good morning, Eva.
Hey, sister. Mystery Mom Girl. It is Friday. Help her out, pretty. It is Friday today. Now, today is Friday.
Friday!
Yes, ma'am. We made it. Yes, it is Friday. Happy Favor Friday, Yvonne.
Happy Favor Friday, Miss Pretty Patrice.
Good
Happy
morning,
Friday,
pretty
Michelle.
Yes, ma'am, we made it. It is Friday.
It is Friday.
Top of the morning, it's Sister Sabrina. Happy Friday, declare victory. God bless everybody on the call.
Thank you, Sister Sabrina. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, this is Sister Yvonne. Bless all on this glorious day. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes, we shall. Happy Friday, we shall rejoice.
Happy Friday, this is Brother Daniel.
Good morning, Brother Daniel.
Wish everybody a blessed day.
Yes, right. Welcome back. Good morning. Good morning, family.
It's great. Sorry.
No, you good. Go ahead, Grateful.
Okay. Good morning. Good morning. It's Grateful Deborah Evans. Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday.
Good morning. Good morning, Sister Lisa. Happy Friday. God bless everyone on the call. Hey, hey.
Hey, hey. Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday. This is Kevin.
Hey, hey, Kevin. Happy Friday, sir. Have a blessed day.
You too.
What up, Shell? Shell.
What it do, dude?
Hey, y'all. Keep Monica Evans. That's our little niece. Cause she gonna blow up. That's a songstress. Y'all better cover her and get ready to see her on a big stage. Love you, Deborah.
Okay. Yeah. Keep her encouraged. Keep her encouraged. Keep her covered. We got to pray for our young people. They ain't young children. They young people because they got their own mind, own character. So we're going to keep calling them out. Even if you don't know their names, pray for your children, their friends, their cousins, everyone that they're connected to. Everyone. Even the ones that they don't want to be connected to. We don't want them around to pray. Lord, we know we don't want them around our kids if they are bad influence, but we want their child of yours too. So help them out. They may not be a good fit for your child, but they may be a good fit for somebody else's child, for a friend. So yeah, that's definitely my prayer. So anyone else joining the call would like to say good morning?
Amen, amen. Good morning, sis.
Good morning. Hey, hey.
Hey, hey. Good to hear you. Oh,
I love you. Right. Hey, hey, I just sent you a text too.
Morning, Shell.
Morning.
Hey, we got you 2 days in a row. Lord have mercy. Come on up
let
in
me
here.
Let me tell you what the word tells me. Let me tell you, you got to work while it's day because when night comes, no man can work. Girl, I keep my hands busy. Busy in this house.
Yeah,
I could be busy somewhere else. I don't want to, but that's why I got to keep my nose to the plow, honey. Hunt up, baby.
What up, Sheena? Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. We get excited.
Yeah, I'm back.
What it do, boo?
It's Friday. Who else is joining the call and would like to say good morning? Well, hey, Susie, we've been thinking and praying for you. How are you?
Oh, I'm got some problems, but I'll be okay.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We missed you. We're going to keep praying with you.
Thank you so much.
To God be the glory. Ha ha. See, that's why it's important for us to call our sisters and brothers out. Yep. We were just calling her out. Mm-hmm. Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes, welcome back, Susie. Important. Good to hear you, sweetie girl.
Keep trusting
God. Keep believing. You know we love you.
Well, keep me, please. I've got some issues going on. Just
That's okay. Keep putting them in the Lord's hand. Now, we all got issues. Put them in his hand. He's faithful and just. He'll keep us, if, even if we don't want to be kept. So trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways so that he can direct your path. To God be the glory. Good morning.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, hon. Who else is joining the call and would like to say good morning?
This is Kat. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Kat, what's up? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, sis. Hey, you be on this line lit.
Hey, let me tell y'all something. Tithes don't just come in money. Tithes come in your time. Tithes come in whatever God has given you stewardship over. So dedicate whatever he's given you stewardship over. That's my time. That's my dedication. Guess what, y'all? I'm be right here because this is where I know it's good. This is where I know it's good soil. Whether I'm planting it, whether I'm receiving it, some plant, some water, but it's God that gives the increase. And right here, we know he's here. Who else has joined the call and would like to say good morning before we get started? It is Men's Day. I'm sorry, who was that?
Ray, R-A-Y.
Well, good morning, Ray.
How are you today?
I'm blessed. How are you?
Not too well. This is my first. You don't know me. This is my first time on the line.
Oh, well, welcome.
Thank you. I found you all. I just want to give a quick testimony really quick. I just found you all.
Well, hold on 1 second. It's going to be plenty of time for that. We have some prayer that needs to go forth, and we have the word that have to go forth. Who invited you to the call this morning?
No one. I actually lost my mom this morning. That's why I joined.
Oh, okay. We're sorry to hear that. Sorry. We're going to pray for you. Can you tell me your last name or your?
My last name is Wilson.
Okay. Well, we're sorry to hear that. Not to cut you off or anything, but we have persons that bring the word that have like to go to work and whatnot, and we really want to give them the time, but we're going to pray for you this morning. Is that okay? Can you stay on the call to the duration so you can hear the word and we can encourage you today?
Yes.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Anyone else join the call? We're going to go ahead and get started just so we can get some prayer through for our new brother, Ray. No one else? Let's go ahead.
Good morning. Happy Friday. This is Dedicated.
Good morning, Dedicated. Good morning. Good morning. Let's go ahead and get started. If you could please mute your phones because we want to get right into prayer and lift up our brother, Ray. The Lord sent him here, so we want to make sure that we're lifting him up and comforting and supporting him. Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday. My name is Rochelle. I am your greeter this morning, standing in for my brother, Reverend E.K. Thank you for joining us here on Declare Victory. We are a prayer call that meets Monday through Friday, starting at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard, 8 a.m. Central Standard, and 9 a.m. Eastern Standard to edify, empower, encourage, and equip you in your walk with Christ. Be sure to continue calling in during the month of April, where our monthly theme is entitled The Power of Agreement. Each Declare's focus will be on the effectiveness of the power of agreement with the truth of God's word and its benefit to advancing the kingdom of God. Make sure you invite a friend so that they can be blessed too. Make sure you invite a friend so they can be blessed to spread the word. There's one spoken prayer request that is from our new brother, Ray Wilson. We're praying for him. He lost his mom this morning. We want to lift him up this morning and his family. There's one prayer request. Oh, no prayer requests submitted by the app, but we will keep each other up in prayer. Continue to pray for Susie, lifting her up and encouraging her. Prayer and Corporate Praise will be brought to you by our brother Jeff. Our declaration will be brought to you by Pastor Danny. Again, the order of the call, Prayer and Corporate Praise will be brought to you by our brother Jeff, and the declaration will be brought to you by Pastor Danny. Then we will go right into closing comments hosted by our declare. Can you please place your phones on mute so we can go into prayer? Before we do that, the scripture today, Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, and whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his holy word. Please, please check your phones as we go to the throne of grace. I now pass the call to Brother Jeff.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, good morning. Hallelujah. Good morning. Declare victory. Jesus, thank you that Jesus Christ is Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come to you this morning, Lord God, with humble hearts and bowed heads, Lord God, giving you thanks and giving you praise, Lord God, entering your gates this morning, Lord God, with thanksgiving and praise for waking us up this morning, hallelujah, with our hearts and minds focused on you, Lord God, this morning, Lord God, early this morning, Lord God. We hear your son, Ray, Lord God, and we're lifting him up to you, Lord God, in the passing of his mother, Lord God. We want to lift him up, Lord God, and stand in agreement with him, Lord God, for strength, Lord God, for covering, Lord God. We pray your protection over him, Lord God. Strengthen him, Lord God, in the areas, Lord God, where you know that he needs strengthening, Lord God. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you for the power of prayer, Lord God. Here, Lord God, on Declare Victory, Lord God, we lift up the name of our Lord and Savior, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, so that you can draw all men unto you, Lord God, so that we can claim victory, Lord God. Hallelujah, so that we can give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, for our sister Susie Sound this morning, Lord God. Bless her, Lord God. Touch her body, Lord God. Touch her mind, Lord God. Quicken her spirit, Lord God. Heal her soul, Lord God. Glory. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. I lift up each and every victor on the line, Lord God. Each and every saint on the line, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. We give you the praise. We thank you. Thank you for this day, Lord God. Our minds, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Renew our minds. Oh, yes, Lord, the declarer, Lord God. We lift up the declarer, hallelujah, to you this morning, Lord God. We pray and ask, Lord God, that you speak through the declarer, Lord God. Prepare our hearts and our mind to receive the word that you have for us, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We love you, Lord God, because it was you that first loved us. Oh, glory to your name, Lord God. You knew us, Lord God, before we entered our mother's womb, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the plans that you already have for us, Lord God. Glory. Yes, Lord God, we claim victory, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Victory, Lord God, over bad, Lord God. Lord God, thank you for the good. Like, what? You are good, Lord God. You are good, Lord God. So, Lord God, we say thank you for power and strength, Lord God, to stand for good, to stand on your holy word, Lord God. Yes, Lord, to study your holy word, Lord God, to show ourselves approved unto you, Lord God. Hallelujah, that we may rightly divide thy word of truth, Lord God. Yes, Lord, we won't lean to our own understanding. How? Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you for directing our path. Oh, glory to your name. So much, Lord God, that we have to be grateful for, Lord God. And we want to say thank you in advance for the covering of our children, Lord God. Yes, Lord God, we lift up our young children to you, Lord God, and this young generation, Lord God, from hallelujah, Jesus, our teenagers, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. Satan, get your hands, hallelujah. The Lord thy God rebuke you In the name of Jesus, we command you to keep your hands off of our children. This generation shall be saved. We, oh Jesus, glory to your name. Lord God, we continue, Lord God, to pray, Lord God, that our schools be covered, Lord God. Yes, Lord God, every campus, Lord God, every administrator, Lord God, every teacher, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, that teaches and speaks into our children's mind, Lord God. We lift them up to you this morning, Lord God. Yes, Lord, we continue, Lord God, to pray for this nation, hallelujah, Lord God, the United States of America, Lord God. Give us a candidate, Lord God, hallelujah, that we can vote for, Lord God, hallelujah, that will stand on your holy word, Lord God. We, Jesus, this nation, Lord God, we repent, Lord God, yes. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. So much to be grateful for, Lord God. Lord God, I think about the elements outside. Lord God, those that are unhoused, Lord God, we lift them up to you as well, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you send a saint across their path, Lord God, to minister to them, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, shelters be open, Lord God. Hallelujah. Give them a desire, Lord God. Hallelujah, to seek shelter, Lord God. Help them to cry out to you. Oh, glory to your name. Help them to cry out to you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, Jesus, glory to your name. We lift up, yes, Lord, marriages to you today, Lord. Hey, glory to your name. 25 years, Lord God. Oh, glory to your name. Thank you for my beautiful wife, Lord God, in the years that you have granted us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we lift up each marriage to you today, Lord God. Your protection and covering over. Oh, Jesus, so much little, Lord God, we have to be grateful for, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. Not only this nation, Lord God, but the city of Oakland, Lord God. I lift up the city of Oakland to you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Dispatch your angels, Lord God, over that city, Lord God. The region of the Bay Area, Lord God. Every city around and the connected. Hey, glory to the city of Oakland, Lord God. The saints are praying, Lord God. We say thank you, Lord God, in advance for the answering of our prayers, Lord God. Glory to your name. So much to be grateful for, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for collective prayer, Lord God, that is coming as soon as we take our phones off of mute. Hallelujah, Lord God, and give God a collective
prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we glorify you this morning, God. We honor you, God.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, God, for
Thank you. Good morning. Listen, this is Pastor Danny Jefferson, pastor of the Rehoboth World Outreach Center Church in the city of Vallejo. I'm just honored to be with you and to share a few minutes with you this morning what the Lord has given me. And I honor all of you. I honor Sister Rochelle, the facilitator, but also Sister Dion Jackson, on this morning. And so I honor all of you today. And so just glad to be with you. So we're going to jump right in for this declaration on this morning. I am glad to get in on this, the power of agreement on this month, because the power of agreement, as we already know, is so powerful and so necessary. And so I want to start today, this morning, with reading you a scripture, a passage of scripture in the Bible, and we will go from there. All right. The book of Exodus, chapter 4, verse number 10. Exodus, chapter 4, verse number 10. And it reads, Moses said to the Lord, "Pardon your servant, Lord. I have never been eloquent, neither in the past nor since you have spoken to your servant. I am slow of speech and tongue." Verse 11 says, "The Lord said to him, 'Who gave human beings their mouths? Who makes them deaf or mute? Who gives them sight or makes them blind? Is it not I, the Lord?' Verse 12 says, 'Now go, I will help you speak and will teach you what to say.'" Verse 13 says, "But Moses said, 'Pardon your servant, Lord. Please send someone else.'" He says, "Pardon your servant, Lord. Please send someone else." Again, this month is the power of agreement. And this morning, the Lord has led me to speak on, the power of self-doubt. The power of self-doubt. What is self-doubt? Self-doubt is the state of uncertainty concerning the truth about yourself. I'll repeat that again. Self-doubt is the state of uncertainty concerning the truth about yourself. We talk about self-doubt. When we talk about self-doubt, we're talking about you not knowing who you are or what you carry. Self-doubt is a capacity issue, but it's also an identity issue. In fact, self-doubt is a feeling of insecurity or inadequacy. Self-doubt is a lack of confidence concerning three things. Point number one, the first three things that it is concerning is, number one, capacity. What is capacity? Capacity is not being sure of what you carry. Number two, it is you are the adequacy to perform. You may know what you carry, but you may not know if you can execute it. I don't know if you've ever been there. You know you have the ability, but you're not sure that you can execute what you should execute. And number three is your identity. And so today, this morning, just for a few minutes, the Lord showed me and had me to speak as it relates to the power of agreement. Is so often we see agreement in the area of we need to be in agreement with someone else. But what do you do when God has called you to do something and you don't agree with him because of a lack of confidence? Somewhere you doubt yourself. Bishop Charles Harrison Mason, the founder of the Church of God in Christ, gave the world a praise song known as the Yes Lord. It doesn't matter what denomination or non-denomination, many of us, if not all of us, have heard someone sing, Yes, Lord. We know what to do with Yes, Lord. We know what to do with I surrender all. We know what to do with I'll obey or have your way. But what do you do with no, Lord? No, Lord, no, Lord, no, Lord, no, Lord, no, Lord, no, Lord. What do you do when God has given us a word and we tell him no? Who tells God no? Who tells God, who created everything, no? The very breath that you breathe, God gave it to you. Moses tells the God of the universe, God, get somebody else. He said it clearly in verse 13. That's in the NIV version. But Moses says, pardon your servant, Lord. Please send someone else. Now, you got to understand something about Moses. You got to understand something about Moses, that from his birth, God had chosen Moses to bring deliverance to the people of Egypt. He was literally born for this reason. This was his whole purpose. In fact, outside of delivering the children of Israel from Egyptian oppression, he had no purpose. I submit to you today that outside of your following the plan of God for your life, you have no purpose. We know the story. Pharaoh sees that the Israelites are growing in numbers. In fact, they were outgrowing the Egyptians. Isn't it something that how populations grow when oppression is present? Pharaoh ordered the midwives to kill the boy children in an effort for population control. But Moses' mother was led by God and created a basket for Moses and sent him down the Nile River where crocodiles, poisonous snakes, water moccasins, and other predatory animals who would have loved to have a little helpless baby were. That's where they were. And today we might would call CPS, but God had a plan. Pharaoh's daughter was just down the Nile River, as we know the story, and she saw the basket approaching. And because she saw the basket, she had one of her servants to fetch the basket, and in the basket was a baby. She was so enamored with this baby who was in this basket, she took the baby for herself and says, I will raise this baby. And she happened to see an Israelite woman down the way and said, hey, I need you to come with me to give suck to this baby, not knowing that this baby's mother, that was this baby's mother, who was Moses's mother. You see the plan of God working. You see how God is working in the life of Moses, completely miraculous. Fast forward. You got to understand that Moses was educated with Pharaoh's family because he was a family member. He received the finest education that there was in the whole known world at that time. You got to understand that the Egyptians were very educated and intelligent a nation. They're the ones who gave us mathematics and gave us trigonometry and all of these things. They started us in the sciences. Moses was being trained to be one day the prince of Egypt. One day that he was out, he saw one of his fellow, in his mind, in some respect, well, in their mind, should I say, a fellow Egyptians beating an Israelite, even though he was living in the Egyptian palace, even though he was benefiting from the Egyptian accoutrements and education and so forth, he still deep down had a sense of understanding and identity that he was not Egyptian, but that he was Israeli. He looks down and he sees that one of the Egyptians is beating his brother, his fellow Hebrew, Israelite. He's beating him. Now, you got to understand, beatings was probably pretty prevalent in an oppressive regime like Egypt. I could see that beatings was a commonplace. So this beating had to be a very vicious beating, because beatings was probably a normal thing. It's the reason why that they had taskmasters out there with sticks to beat the slaves every now and then to keep them in line. So you know that this beating had to be very serious. This Egyptian was beating the Israelites. And something rose in Moses, this righteous indignation, this really sense of purpose rose in him. And he looked, the Bible, the scripture says, he looked this way and he looked that way, which means that he knew he was getting ready to do something that he had no business. But anyway, the bottom line is the Bible says that he slew the Egyptian, killed the Egyptian to save and to liberate his brother. Well, as the story goes, the very next day, Moses comes out and strolls along like nothing has happened. He speaks to the Egyptian, or to the Israelite who he had saved. And he saw two Israelites who were fighting one another. You know, when you've been oppressed, you oppress others. And so here's one Israelite beating or quarreling with another Israelite. And he goes over there and tells him, say, listen, stop this stuff. Cut it out. You fellas, listen, you cats, get out of here with that. And one of them says, oh, are you going to kill us like you killed the Egyptian yesterday? He was like, huh, what? Y'all saw that? Are you going to kill us? Because you got to understand, Moses had that body buried. He thought nobody saw him. I want to say to you today that there's very few things that you can do that somebody don't know something about. You can't hide some things. But I want you to know that even in that, God sees, God knows, God understands. He knows what you've done and what you've been in. And I want you to know, even in spite of whatever you've done, whatever you've been in, when God has a plan for your life, it does not cancel his plan nor his hand on your life. Bible goes on to say, they said to him, listen, are you coming to kill us like you came to kill that Egyptian? And fear arose in Moses. And the Bible says in Exodus chapter 2, verse 15, now when Pharaoh heard this thing, he sought to slay Moses. Now Pharaoh don't heard, he's heard that Moses has killed an Egyptian on behalf of Israelites. Now look at think about it. And I don't have time to explore the mentality of Pharaoh, how he would want to kill his own child or want to kill one of his own royal family because Moses broke rank and killed an Egyptian on behalf. I guess Pharaoh's thought was that if Moses is going to do this, you're going to have our whole system turned upside down because there's going to be this sense of justice and you start this kind of thing and it might turn our whole system around. And so he says, I want to kill Moses. The scripture says in verse 15 of Exodus chapter 2, now when Pharaoh heard this thing, he sought to slay Moses, but Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh and dwelt in the land of Midian, and he sat down by a well. And this is what it do. Moses became a fugitive of justice. He left. He said, listen, I ain't going to stay around here because I know if I stay here, I'm going to lose my life. And he left everything. Moses found himself in the desert after living all his life in the palace. He was there for 40 years. As you can imagine, I'm sure he had given up his life. You got to understand that life has a way of beating us up. Life, you know, I don't know what the ages of the folks that are here on this program, but I can remember myself at 21 coming out of college, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, having all kind of ideas about what I was going to do and conquer the world. And life has a way of lifing. Life has a way of causing you at times to forget your plans. You have all of this ambition and you're full of life and expectation and hope. And as time goes on, you start changing or you start releasing or relinquishing some of the things that you once thought you might accomplish. He was probably full of regrets, and many in fact, he may have even been bitter or resentful of the choices that he made of even saving this Israelite, and the Israelite wasn't even appreciative of it. He was living in opulence to now live in with nomads in the desert. Moses gets down there, and just to give you highlights, he gets down there, meets his wife Zipporah. He gets married. She brings Moses to her father, and they get married. And he settles in Midian. He settles in the desert. And as he settles his occupation now, he once was on a trajectory to be the prince of Egypt. Now he's tending sheep. He's a shepherd. He's out there with the smelly sheep. He's out there stinking with the sheep. He's out there protecting these sheep. He's protecting not even his sheep, but he's protecting and he's leading and he's taking care of his father-in-law's sheep. God speaks to him in the burning bush. He says in Exodus chapter 3, verse number 1, and I'm running. Exodus chapter 3, verse 1 says, now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert. and came to the mountain of God, even of Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and he behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. And he said, draw not hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moses then starts this long discourse with God. So God was in the midst of this angel. He starts this discourse with God, and he starts this discourse with God in the burning bush, and it revealed that he was not coming in agreement with God. God was saying, I've chosen you. I'm going to send you to Pharaoh. I'm going to send you to the elders of Israel, and they're going to, the elders of Israel are going to receive you. And Pharaoh, not so much. His heart is not going to always, it's not going to receive you, but you go and tell Pharaoh, let my people go. And when you go to the Israelites, the elders of Israel, let them know that the God of their fathers, of Abraham, Isaac, of Jacob, it has sent you to them. And we know the story. Moses asked, well, who shall I say sent me? Tell them, I am that I am. I am whatever you need me to be at whatever time, in every situation, whatever circumstances you might be, to let them know that the I am sent thee. And so Moses hears this, but he's not satisfied with this, even though he's talking to somebody in a burning bush. Can you imagine having a conversation with somebody in the burning bush and they telling you to go do something and you still having doubts in yourself? Moses was full of self-doubt, like so many of us. When God was calling him to go to Egypt, Moses offered so many excuses. In fact, if you read of all chapter 3, on into chapter 4, the whole chapter 3 is full of excuses. On into chapter 4, he even asked God, who was he that he should go to Pharaoh? Who am I to go to Pharaoh? And that was nothing but fear. We have done the same thing by asking God, who are we to God? Who are we that God would want to use us, looking at our own deficiencies, our defects, and sometimes even all our shortcomings? We all have them. He told God that he couldn't speak well, that he was not eloquent, and finally he told God to get someone else. Can you imagine that? It's the one that was fished out of the Nile River, the one that was spared. But I want you to know life happens, and life can come to all of us and cause us to be blind to our very purpose. Life happens. Somebody might have had an unexpected pregnancy. Someone may have gone to prison. Someone may have had some sort of calamity, had to move. Somebody might have lost a home or a loved one. There's a whole plethora of reasons why there are times where life will beat us out of our vision and our purpose, thus causing us not to be in agreement with God, even about ourselves. Submit to you that Moses was dealing with old unresolved trauma, the trauma of his past, the trauma of him killing the Egyptian. I want you to know guilt, shame, and fear are very powerful emotions. that will imprison you if you let them. Now, I'm going to say that again. Listen, guilt, some folks won't ever do what they need to do and what God has called them to do because they're still guilty about what they've done. I want you to know that you need to release it, because if God has released you, you need to release yourself. Shame. Some folks are ashamed. They don't want nobody to ever know what they have done and what they've been involved in and who they did it with and all of these kind of things. And they're shameful, and the enemy will keep them bound in this cage or this prison of shame. Some are full of fear, because fear and guilt and shame all work with fear. They're afraid that if somebody ever find out about my secret, somebody ever find out who I really am, if somebody ever find out what I've done, no way, they will laugh me to scorn. Nobody want to hear what I got to say when they know what I've done. Guilt, shame, and fear will keep your emotions. They will keep you from being in agreement with God. The trauma of leaving all of that he had and all that he knew to become a lowly shepherd, not what he expected for his life. He became a shepherd. The trauma of self-doubt, I'm sure, caused him to feel that what he had envisioned for his life was completely over. Have you ever been to a point where life has beat you down so much that whatever you thought you were going to do, whether it was finishing your degree, whether it was going back to school, whether it was whatever it was, whether it was getting married or whatever the case might be, whatever your thing is, you come to a place that says, well, I suspect at this point it's not going to happen. There are times when God has to confront us and our past trauma that we may be healed so that we can fulfill our destiny. I know I'm running a little long and I'm getting ready to try to close this off, but it's hard to, because I'm right at the cusp of what my point is today. If we don't confront our past trauma, it has a way of sabotaging our future if we don't deal with it. God has chosen Moses, and at the end of the day, it didn't matter that Moses was not eloquent. Do you hear me today? It didn't matter that he was not eloquent. Now, the truth of the matter, he probably was eloquent because he was educated by the best educators of the known world. In fact, about the book of Acts, Stephen, as he was preaching, talks about how eloquent Moses was. But when you have self-doubt, you don't even think you sound good when everybody else thinks you're all right. They think you sound fine. It didn't matter about all of his excuses, because there was only one truth that Moses needed to know. It was not his ability nor his capability that mattered at all. Right. I want you to know that it's not your abilities or your capabilities that matter either. The only thing that matters in life is one thing. It is not your family background nor your previous choices. You might have made a number of bad choices, but listen, let me tell you that God still has chosen you. Only one thing matters. What matters most is that Moses was chosen. Nothing else mattered. If we were on a live stream, I'd say type in the chat, chosen. If we was in the church, I would ask you to holler out, chosen. Nothing about Moses was of any importance other than the fact that God had chosen him. The fact of the matter was, Moses' speech really didn't matter. Why? Because it wasn't his speech that God used as much as Moses' miracles. Do you realize that Moses was a miracle worker? Moses was more of a miracle worker than a spokesman. When you think of Moses' interaction with Pharaoh, it was always his miracles that you remember. It was the miracles that God performed through him that really made the difference. I want you to know that it's not about how eloquent you are. I have seen some very extremely anointed people. Listen, in fact, many of us before recent times have, particularly in the Pentecostal sectors, have seen a lot of uneducated, powerful people. Listen, they would pray the kingdom down. If you got sick, you wanted them to pray for you. They might be saying this or that. They might have been saying that or this. But listen, when they spoke, the power of God failed. The healing virtual power failed. The miracle working power of God failed. And yet they may not have been able to speak clearly or enunciate their words. Nobody cares how eloquent you are when you need God's power in your life. God, listen, bring me the power and you can keep your enunciation to yourself. It doesn't matter about our capabilities or incapabilities or any of those things. Now, I want you to know that the most important thing about Moses was that he was chosen. Only one thing matters, that he was chosen. And God doesn't consult anyone else when he chooses you. He doesn't ask anyone's opinion. He doesn't ask anyone's advice. Thank God. He doesn't poll, nor does he take a survey to ask you whether what you even think about yourself or someone else. He just chooses whom he will. Why? Because he's God. It is your understanding that you have been chosen, and it matters not about your skills. Think about it. What skill does anyone possess to part the Red Sea and a million people cross on dry land? Tell me, what skill do you have for that? What skill does anyone possess that can cause a pillar of fire by night that would keep them warm, and cause a cloud by day that would keep them cool? Who could do that? Tell me, what skill do you have for that? What skill does anyone possess that can turn water into blood? Or flee army to attack a nation? Can you tell me what kind of skill you need for that? What skills does anyone possess to turn a rod into a snake? I ain't seen it yet. What skills do you possess for that? I'm sure you get the point. Stop looking at your abilities. They don't matter. When you are called by God, because it is God that just needs you to get in agreement with him, because someone else's life is impacted by your yes. Someone is waiting on your yes. Something is wrong in the world until you give God your yes. Finally, silence the mouths in your life that increase your self-doubt. Because any attack on your identity is an attempt to derail your destiny. You got to understand what Moses was dealing with. It wasn't just the fact that he had an identity crisis, but it was an attack on his identity. And if his identity wasn't right, then his destiny wasn't going to be right. Your identity must be right so your destiny might be right. That cannot be played with nor tolerated. The enemy knows that your destiny is tied to your identity. Stop getting in agreement with people who see you in a negative light. Stop getting in agreement with people who mean you no good. Stop getting into agreement with people and voices that are contrary to what God said about you. Stop. I don't care if it's your mama. Cut mama off. If she's affecting your God-given identity, the enemy don't care who he uses, and often he uses the closest people to us to cause us to doubt ourselves. And we doubt ourselves, and we doubt ourselves. If we doubt ourselves, we cannot and will not fulfill the plan of God. And God is not pleased when you allow the voices of others to supersede what he said about you. In fact, what happens is you essentially make them God and dethrone God in your life. I'm done. I'm finished. The problem of self-doubt. Well, just to conclude the story, he finally, even after he told God, get somebody else, he finally said yes. And we know the story after that. He went to Egypt, spoke to the elders. They received him. He went to Pharaoh. He didn't receive him. And we know the rest of the story. I want you to know today, while we're studying and what we're praying about and while we're listening and declaring about the power of agreement, one of the greatest agreements we must get in is having an agreement or agreeing with God about ourselves. It's sometimes easy for us to get in agreement with God about somebody else. We could see someone else's abilities and see someone else's talents and see someone else's anointings, and we can get agreement. Ooh, they're going to do it. Oh, I know God's got blessings for them. Oh, I know he's going to do it. But when it comes to us, not so much. You know, I got a problem. You know, I got a such and such problem. You put the whatever your such and such in that such and such spot. You know, I got a this problem. You know, I don't do this well. I'm not a good speaker. I don't. Did you know? I really want to come back to the not good being a good speaker. Listen, let me tell you something. And I really will close with this. I am one of those individuals who have doubted myself for so many years. Yet, I'm the president of my fraternity, Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. Yet, I'm the pastor of the church, Rehoboth World Outreach Center Church of God in Christ in the city of Vallejo. Yet, I have served as the president of the Community Democratic Club, which is a club, a major club in Solano County. Yet, I have served as the chairman of the board of directors of Elite Public Schools. Yet, I have served in so many capacities. But even to this day, there are times when somebody passed me the mic, there's a hesitancy, and I have to work on myself, and I have to say to myself, even if you don't say it right, Danny, it doesn't matter, because you are chosen. And you're at the table because you're chosen. There's something called imposter syndrome. We should never be subject to the imposter syndrome, and many of us have experienced it. That's meaning that we feel that we're in a boardroom, or we're in a C-suite, or we're in a space where we don't feel adequate to be because of some deficit in our lives. But if God brought you to the place, if God has invited you, say yes to it, because it's not about all of what you think is. It's just a matter that you are chosen. You're supposed to be in that room. You're supposed to be on that board. You're supposed to have that job. You're supposed to be in that place. In spite of your background, you may have a background. You may have a record. You may have all of those things. But when you're chosen, none of that matters. Let me pray. Father God, I thank you for these that are on today. I don't know who's on here, and I don't know what they're going through, but you sent me to let them know. That whatever they're going through, they're chosen. Don't let the enemy cheat you, stop you from fulfilling the destiny he has for your life. Because, listen, somebody is waiting on what you have. Somebody is waiting on your yes. Can you imagine if Moses had said no and kept that no, that Israel, that the whole nation of Israel was rolling on his yes? That millions of people's lives, millions of lives were waiting on his yes. Not only on his yes, but think about the millions and the millions have lived since Moses, who have been impacted by his story. And if he hadn't said yes, we couldn't be talking today. Father, I pray for these that are listening. And I pray, God, that you give them a yes down in their bellies. Give them a yes down in their souls. Give them a yes where they may have been doubting themselves. Give them a yes. Yes, I'll do it. Yes, I'll go. Yes, I'll obey. Yes, I'll do it. Father, we thank you for it. We give you praise. We give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You're back in the hands of the giver.
Amen. I said, oh, that's my friend right there, y'all. That's my friend. Excellent, excellent share, Pastor Jefferson. And actually, it's the hosting and greeting time. There may be somebody to join the call a little bit late. You didn't have an opportunity to say good morning. You can say good morning. I'll start with the men. And then after the men, if there are any new callers or first-time speakers, not maybe first-time callers, one of the two, you can also say good morning. And then after that, we'll have the general hosting and greeting. Is there anyone that jumped on a little bit late you didn't get to say good morning? Anybody?
Yes. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
This is Humber Al. Thank you, man. God bless. Awesome stuff.
Amen.
Thank
I heard
you.
Brother
Thank you.
Humber Al.
Brother Michael.
Good morning. Any other men?
Good morning, declare victory. God bless you. Good morning, Brother Jeff.
Good morning, Sarge. Any other fellas?
Hey, y'all. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I know that was Brother E. Anybody, any other fellas want to say good morning before we allow the new or first-time speakers to say good morning? Amen. All right. Is there anybody that you may not be new to the call? You just may never have said anything before. Anybody just speaking for the first time? All right. If not,
hey, Dina. Good morning. Good morning. I hope I'm not out of order, but there's a young man who was new to the call. His mom had passed, and he wanted to say something. I was wondering if this was the right time.
As soon as we get to Love, Life, and Victory, I'll let him go first.
Thank you.
Okay, no problem. Amen. Any additional new callers? If this is your first time, I guess Yolandra, that would kind of make sense. If this is a new caller, you've never said good morning or anything like that. Go ahead and say good morning.
Maybe he left the call.
Okay. All right. Well, that being said, good morning, everyone. If you want to say good morning to Pastor Jefferson, you can do so at this time. It's open.
Good morning. This is Juanita.
Hey, Juanita, good morning.
Good morning, Juanita.
Juanita with an S.
Oh, Juanita, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Thank you.
Good morning. Pastor Jefferson. This is Moxie. Great declaration.
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Good morning. It's Krishanda. God bless you. Great
God
declaration.
Bless you too.
Thank you for the encouragement.
Amen.
Hey, Pastor Danny. It's DDO Songstress. I'll be there on Sunday morning, but thank you.
I praise and worship. You need to be there Sunday.
Amen. I don't need rehearsal, but thank you for that. I was cracking up. I was like, well, did he say get somebody else to do it? I was cracking up because think about it. It's like he said, Moses, go down and to Pharaoh's land and tell him to let my people go. And he was like, me? That self-doubt will sabotage. Man, that was good. You was on fire. I'm like, Dion. I was like, oh, my God. But we do that because of we don't think we're equipped enough, you know. And like
that's
you
right.
said, we might can't. I just said that. Pronounce some of them words. Or we might, you know, especially when we compare ourselves to others that maybe more educated or can break that word down. And so that was so good. But think about had he not, you know, said yes, finally, after being snatched about all of it, even when you talked about him, his mother being able to nurse him. Like, I got so full this morning because I was like, we don't think about that.
Wow.
And we just say no. How you going to tell God no? But we do it all the time. So
I thank you
for that. That just blessed me. So I love you, brother. And I'll be on time for Sound Check.
Amen. All right. Looking for you.
Good
Good morning, it's Pamela. Great declaration. Also, I wanted to say welcome to our guest, our first-time visitor, Ray, and I'm lifting your family up in prayer.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's Miss B. Thank you for your decoration, Pastor Danny.
Good morning, Miss B. Wonderful. Thank you.
And welcome, Brother Ray.
Good morning, Pastor Danny. My name is Yolandra. I too want to jump on the bandwagon. You said a lot of good things this morning. And I found myself in a lot of those situations where I felt inadequate, insecure. I can go on and on and on, right? But if God says yes for me, then that's where I'm supposed to be. So sometimes it's hard to connect. But I think that the stronger my faith and the more I'm dependent upon God and believing what His will is, then those things will manifest. I was reminded not only in Moses' first request to send someone else when they were in the wilderness, you know, people were rumbling and grumbling and so forth. And I'm paraphrasing, but Moses became like overwhelmed. Like, what do you want me to tell these people? How can I do it? So forth and so on. And God told him, you know, he's like, he's our helper. You tell them this. And you go get this person, and this person is supposed to do this. So God helped him, right? So it wasn't like he said God sent someone else and everything was hunky-dory. No, he still had spots and issues and instances where, you know, he was like, come on. I'm paraphrasing, but come on, dude. I mean, for real?
Right.
I mean, you know. And God told him directly exactly what to do. And he gave him people to, you know, fill in the gaps, if you will, or depression, those depressed states where, you know, he didn't have at that moment. God gave him helpers, right?
He did.
So I just want to thank you for your share, I mean, your declaration. God bless you. God
bless Amen. You. Thank you so much. God bless you, too.
Amen. Anybody else? Anybody else want to say good morning?
Good morning, Pastor Danny. It's Rochelle again. Fire. That word was right on point. I knew my spirit was jumping like, no, there is a word in the room that needs to come out. And it was just that. So God bless you, man. And God, thank you again. That was powerful.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Rochelle.
Good morning. This is Prosperous. Is it Pastor Jefferson or Pastor Danny?
It's both, Pastor okay. Danny Jefferson.
I really
either one you wanna use. But good morning.
Yeah, I really is it time to talk or just say good morning? I don't.
You can talk, Pam. It's fine. Go ahead.
Okay. Sorry, I'm still in bed trying to get up here. But your message was I was really blessed by it. I don't know why I heard my late father giggling when you were speaking. Sometimes, like in his way that he giggles. And it was funny when you were saying your fraternity, I knew you were going to say Omega because that's what he was. But it just was so good. I was reminded how God chooses people that the world wouldn't choose. You know,
right.
He chooses. And I think because I just came upon that series, it's called The Chosen. It was just so beautifully done that it just reminds me, he always chooses the one that you don't think, you know, he mm-hmm. even when he was in at dinner with the people with tax collectors, everything that the people would like throw away, that's what he used. So, yeah, and I loved your, you know, all of your organizations and things like that. You weren't sharing because you were just trying to say, I did this, you know, I'm proud. I mean, that's all me. You just were sharing what you've done through God. So just God
right.
bless you.
Right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. If you knew how I felt many of those times of arising to the leadership of those roles,
I didn't feel adequate, but with God, I said yes.
Wait, can I jump in right here? And you'd have to be his friend to understand. Sometimes he'll tell me, now what they want to make me the president for?
Right.
These are our literal conversations.
Exactly.
And I'll be like, what do you mean, crazy? You are a chosen, anointed leader. I mean, he almost want to throw it away. I don't feel like doing all that.
Right.
I'm not.
Right.
Listen, he fusses. And so he was not, I promise you, he wasn't throwing it out for high five.
No, it was not bragging.
That is not who he is. And
right.
Listen, Mr. Yeah, from Toro University boards, and I mean, anything that's elite or anything that is strong influence in this region here, listen, I call him the mayor, y'all. He tells me to shut up. I be like, listen, Mayor Jefferson, you play much. So I just wanted y'all to know he was high side. He was not trying to brag. That's not what he was doing.
No.
Anybody else have any questions? Go ahead.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
This is Natasha. Good morning, Pastor Danny. I just want to say thank you for your yes, just in general with how you have led your life and touched the lives of others, and yes for sharing with us today. I really appreciate it, the way you shared and brought the word. And I was struck when you talked about our traumas and how our traumas can stop us from derail our destiny if we don't take care of tying that back to scripture. That was really powerful. And I'm so thankful that we live in a time where we can begin to talk about the fact that trauma is a real thing and not be ashamed and we got to hide in the closet, you know, and not let it be known that we need help, right? Because we are helpless one to another and we're not meant to do this thing alone. And it was just really good to hear how you tied everything together. So I thank you for your time and your share today. It was greatly appreciated. And I know you've touched many people on the line today. So thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Good morning, Pastor Danny. Good morning. This is Persistent Priscilla. I just want to say thank you. You spoke to so many people this morning, and we were very well fed, very well. We dined sufficiently this morning and then some. But all I can say is, you know, what everyone else has said is right on point. So all I can say to you is just I'm grateful and thank you. And much appreciated your sound, your gift, and I'm so glad for your agreement. God bless you, brother.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, and good morning.
Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning.
Danny.
Good morning.
You certainly came down my road this morning, and you know, that self-doubt, you know, and understanding that Jeff need to stand on God's word on who God says I am, knowing that I've been called and my life has purpose, and I can't allow my fears and my shame or my guilt to hinder me from moving forward in life. Because from the beginning of your declaration, you know, because I know there's scriptures where God says who I am and what his ability is and what my ability is in him that I need to stand on and agree with, rather than allowing my carnal nature, my fleshly nature, to hinder me from walking in who God says I am. That's real big. That's powerful. So, yep, your declaration was right on point. Before I can do great things in agreement in other areas of life, I need to agree on who God says I am. Thank you for your declaration this morning.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, and good morning.
It was definitely a lifting spirit going on over here. Hey, you did your thing this morning. You did your thing for me, sir. Yes, you did. Hey, this is Kat. Hey, you, when you said it's not about that eloquency you are, because, you know, right. When you don't think, you know, you ain't too much educated, but you done been through some things. The God done brought you through some things.
Right.
You know that it's nobody but him. You know, so what I got out of it is that, you know, don't worry about, don't look to the left, to the right. So, you know, just be who I am, you know, and know that I am chosen, you know.
That's it.
So God be praised for your declaration this morning. It so helped me out a lot.
Just be you, Kat.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
You know, I had to come right behind you, sis. Hey, God be praised. Oh, brother, Pastor Jefferson, it was just such a blessing just to hear you this morning. But what I just constantly keep hearing right now is that insecurity. You know, that for me, I was just, you know, thinking of how that insecurity of all these years, you know, of being insecure, right? But how... Of course, how he done changed my, he's changing my insecurity to be secure in him, right? So I'm like, wow. And then when you said that, I thought about, like, Holy Spirit showed me that lock. Because sometimes when you pay for something, there's a lockdown that's in, like, it's going to be, you know, secure, you know, and I thought about that. And in that, I was like, I'm chosen. He called me, you know, but just, you know, knowing that, it's, he's secure in that. You just really just relit a fire of knowing. Know who you are. Know who you are. And I'm just so grateful for that. You know what I'm saying? To be reassured every day, that's something that I have to do to reassure that. Because how the enemy comes to try to make that insecurity, you know, come out or be insecure about something. I'm just so grateful for that. Because I remember a time where I was so just insecure about praying. You know, insecure about praying. I just thought that, you know, I couldn't do it. And I'm just so grateful that how God has just secured me in knowing, you know, you can. I called you to do this. I called you to go to the highways and byways and let my people know, you know what I'm saying, that I love them. You know, so you know, I was so insecure in that. I remember years ago when I got clean, the Lord told me that, okay, this is what you show me, this is what you want to do. And I was like, nope, not me. I came for me to be clean, for me to know you. I wasn't worried about nobody else. It was about me. You understand what I'm saying? But right. I just love him. How he does. Just it's exactly what he said. I'm doing exactly what he said I was going to be doing. So God, I'm just so grateful. Just be secure. Let the insecurities, because, you know, that's traumatized. There have been a trauma in my life. You know what I'm saying? I've dealt with this thing for, you know, 50 years. You get what I'm saying? Come on.
Yeah.
Like, God, but how you see yourself now? You got to see it, Moxie. You know, who are you? I am chosen. Yeah. I'm called. I'm a royal. I'm his. He's mine. I mean, so much. I just got through your declaration. I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And let me just say this, not just for you, but for all those that have spoken before you. Think about it again. What skill set could you have that any have possessed to open up the Red Sea or divide the Red Sea? Nobody had that kind of skill set. So if Moses looked at his ability and the things that he did, he would have never done it. No, who could call an army of flies? Who could call boils on folks? Nobody had that skill set. So the point is, it matters not what your skill set is. It matters your yes. But thank you so much, and good morning.
And to cast out all doubt, because when you spoke on that doubt, oh man, you can't doubt. I touch and agree.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. That was a real good declaration for me this morning. Wow. I mean, I'm lost for words. I'm just sitting in it because doubt do come up. You know, it came up in my spirit a couple weeks ago for a position, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting up here, I'm doubting it. No, I can't because I had this situation years and years ago, right? That I had to have a clearance, right? And I'm sitting up and I'm just saying, oh no, I can't do it. All of a sudden the spirit just hit me, Yvonne, don't doubt my word. Didn't I tell you, you speak to that mountain shall be moved. And that mountain was moved. You know, because sometimes I self-sabotage my own self by my mind thinking. You know, because the enemy, he'll come, he'll try to, you know, drain your thoughts and put his thoughts inside of my mind, right? And then I got to praying, I got to fasting. I said, no weapon formed against me should prosper. God said, speak my word to you. Speak it in existence to you, because can't nobody validate me but God. Man can't do nothing to me, you know, and I'm not going to give man my power, my peace, or my happiness. I did that to my own self. I sabotaged my own self in a lot of situations. And I just thank God for your declaration on today, because we have to believe.
Amen. Amen. I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you. God bless you, my son. Amen.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Pastor Andre.
Oh, I loved your declaration, and I love all the comments this morning. I remember years ago when I just read the two words, follow me. And as you follow, you never know what that journey might be, and the poking and prodding of opening your mouth. And so I do say yes, Lord, because we never know the words, even a phrase, that might be the key to help someone get free or just whatever they need. You might be the one person that needs to impart to someone something that they need. So I say yes, because I would not want to be that person to not to be on the earth for God and be God's vessel and not do that. So I just thank you. This was really a great declaration. I've been on the call for a while, and it just really blessed me. And bless you, man of God.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Pastor Danny, I just wanted to go back and you talked about the guilt, shame, and fear. Oh, my God. Those little foxes right there. Oh, my goodness. They'll try to get you. They'll try to smother you. And, and a lot of times when I think back on certain things about even the shamefulness of a thing or something that someone has done to you, and you just feel like, you know, they make you feel inadequate, even though, you know, there was a time that you were, but God don't change his word about who he is and who he's called you to be. I love when Dion says that we were a purpose before we were a person. That doesn't change. So those little things right there, the same God that we talked about that put the plagues out there and you know, called the flies and had Moses' mom be strategic enough to put her own baby, to put him on down, just go right on. The water shift that he did, the water to make it go, make Moses go right over there to the king's daughter and just to make sure that called the mama to come over there and feed her own baby. Man, come on. That's only just a little, man, that part right there. That guilt, shame, and fear, got to get rid of it. We trump that every time because God has put something in us and called us to be something greater than those little things that the enemy try to use. So, grace share again, man. I'm telling you, it's fire. I'm over here jumping up and down.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Hey, let me tag team with Shell. This is Dee Dee again, your songstress. But I was thinking about that too, how the pain, you mentioned something about the pain of our past, and some of us get so tied up in who we were or what we did that we, and even when you said there are things that we've done, we don't think nobody know, but we know who know everything. There's no secrets, nothing. I don't care how many bodies you bury, whatever you got on you. He knows everything. So it's like, why even try to pretend, or why even let the devil punk you out of your destiny? I love when you said that. It's like, my destiny is not tied to my past. My past is over, and there's some things in my past. Don't Google me if you want to. I'm just saying, I've done some things, but the devil can't punk me so that I'm not. My destiny is, you know what I mean? It's so good how you said it. And that trauma, if you are attached to it, and some of us are, what are we doing? We're not agreeing with what God said or what His word said we are. And when you really stop, because I've heard the story, and I've seen, you know, you watch, it just happened, they showed the story of Jesus. And when you were talking about Moses and his mother, like Shel just said, can you imagine that? Oh my God, you were put out. You ended up with, man, that's so dope. So we just never know what's going to happen, because what the devil meant for good, God makes it, what the devil meant for evil, God makes it good. So again, I thank you, Pastor Danny. And I'm with Dion. You are amazing, sir. You really are.
Praise God.
You've encouraged me. You've encouraged me. So thank you.
That's my friend. I love him.
But I'm the song.
I fight all of y'all.
I fight over you, sir.
I tell y'all, that's my dog. Amen.
Exactly. Absolutely. 1,000%.
Good morning. Baby Spice. I'm just jumping in
real quick. Hold on, real quick. Let's get an order. I'm here. Tonya, you got your phone on speaker. Turn your volume down. And then who else was that was trying to come?
Joyful.
Okay. So go, Baby Spice, and then go Joyful.
I'm double dutching, triple dutching, and I'm tag teaming Dee Dee and Rochelle. Thank y'all. Real quick, but Pastor D, I'm new name for you from me.
That's fine.
With the funk, you put your foot in my screen, and about that self doubt. But hither no more. I'm pressing on. Thank you very much. And I'm gonna listen to y'all right now. I'm going back on mute. Thank you. And Dion,
appreciate
thank you very much. You know I love you. Bye 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 bye.
Appreciate it.
Good morning. This is Joyful Jacqueline, Pastor Danny. I was in a restaurant and I was hoping that this session would continue so that I could get out of there and share this. I really enjoyed the declaration, and there's one particular part where like the screen of my imagination went off, and I have to come back and listen again. But when you talked about Moses and what his mother did, and you named all of the animals, the predatory animals, and what could have happened, and where the word says, you know, little is much in the master's hand. But I just thought how selfish that would have been in Moses' entire life, and the impact that he had for generations upon generations would have been ended quickly with just one dinner. They would have needed to eat again. So that a little baby that would have been eaten by an animal.
Sure.
So what happens when we get consumed, even in the things, you know, when we allow the enemy to come in, but if we just keep going and renew our yes, look at how much more can happen when we say yes to him, as opposed to the enemy. That really, for some reason, I'll be sitting with that today, at how his life was so much, but all of that, literally, no pun intended, would have been swallowed up had he been eaten by those animals. So thank you for your declaration
awesome.
In its
awesome.
Entirety, and for that opened up to me today.
Praise God.
Yes, you guys.
Praise
this is God. Ray. I want to thank you guys for leading me. I want to, one, thank you guys for just blessing me. What you guys don't know is that just really completely blessed me. And that just made me feel a whole different way, especially after losing my mom on my birthday today. You guys really just let me know that there's more love here. And I was so filled with that word. So thank you so much for that. I just want to say I love you guys. I've been here.
Bless you, Brother Ray. Listen, you are here for a reason. And this is a community of people who will love you and support you, not just during this time of bereavement, but beyond. And we're so glad that the Lord led you to declare victory this morning. And again, we're praying for your heart. We're praying for your life and understanding that
the best is yet to come. And so I'm sure the others will have things to say to you, but I just want to say that to you. I'm praying for you personally, and very excited that you're connected to this ministry. God bless you.
Yes, thank you. And also, before we do get off the line, if anyone here, if that was the pastor, the leaders, I know this is not the place and time for this, but I don't have any family. I've been in foster care, like I said, and currently right now, I'm actually trying to get to my mother and daughter to figure out what happened. I have a car. The drive is a 2-hour and 30-minute to a 2-hour and 45-minute drive, if possible. If not, I understand. But if possible, if anyone here or if the ministry or anything can assist me with being able to get gas to figure out what happened. I've also been living in my car now for the last 2 days, and my mom left her home to me. I'm just trying to, I'll have a place to stay if I can get there, and I can get the information on what just happened, transpired.
Well,
I'm just trying to get a little
help. I'll tell you what, Ray, why don't you have Yolandra connect you with me? And for those of you that are still online, if you are in a position to just so we can assist him with getting to where he needs to go to take care of putting to rest his mother, you can just send it to the Declare Victory Cash App and we'll forward it from there.
Dion, but get my phone number. I don't know Ray personally.
Okay.
Yeah, but I can get my number right now really quickly.
Okay, we'll do, or you can take this number down, Ray, right quick.
5525.
Mm-hmm. And then let me ask you a question. Where did you come from? Like, who invited you to the call?
No one. I actually found you guys searching for a prayer line this morning, and I've been searching since 5 o'clock. I have joined about 17 calls, and I don't know, my time frame is different than most people. So I guess with the other lines that I called, if it said it was 4:30, I was looking at it 4:30 my time, and it might not have been 4:30 my time.
Okay,
I am in Hammond, Indiana, and I'm going a little bit past South Bend.
Okay. Well, it's people on here from Michigan, Georgia, Virginia. It's people from all different time zones here. So, yeah. Okay. No worries. I gave you the number. Go ahead and send me a text, and I'll reach out to you.
All right.
Okay. All right. Anybody else have any questions, comments, commentary regarding the declaration?
It's persistent again, Dion. Pastor Danny, the only comment I have is I saw chains being loosened. And I mean those big, thick chains. And I thank you enough because I never forget. I love Moses. That's probably one of my favorite persons in the Bible.
Right.
I love him for so many reasons. So many reasons. His story is just so rich, you know, his walk and everything and how God used him is incredibly rich. But the biggest thing that always bring in mind when God called him, can you imagine going before leaders or even being a part of how he grew up, studying all his life amongst all these powerful people? And I do believe the Pharaoh that I've read was a Ramses Pharaoh, was one of the most powerful pharaohs in Egypt. That was his uncle.
Right.
These are the people that he grew up around, all those big statues and all those pyramids,
that
wealth, you know, all of that. Your imagination just goes alive, but yet you come in before people okay?
Right.
And this is who God calls you. He calls you to do, and that's, you know, it blows my mind because you're coming before basically probably the President of the United States or the Congress. You're coming with all those people, the rulers.
Right.
And
that's
this
right.
is who you are a part of. He felt insecure probably his entire life. So anyway, you just brought so many things to life. And I just, like I said, I saw chains, big old chains being loosened.
Awesome.
Shackles
awesome.
Being loosened. So I do appreciate you greatly. And I just
praise
say
God.
Thank you again.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Good morning. Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Jefferson. I don't know you. My name is Miss Tony. I thank God for being alive one more day just to tell him thank you on this morning. I get up and I be so excited just to open my eyes. Amen.
Amen.
You woke me up. I fell asleep. And when you woke up, you were talking about Moses. But that song came to me. Yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. Yes,
yes,
Lord, yes, I will obey. I will trust
right.
you and I will obey. And when the Spirit speaks to me and my whole heart, I'll agree, my answer still will be yes. I thank God on this morning for the word. My heart was palpitating. I say, oh, I got to say something because God is good.
Amen.
And I feel like that sometimes, but you know what? He gave me a scripture. He said, you're a watchman. You have to eat the scroll and eat all of it. It's going to be bitter. It's going to be sweet. Don't be afraid of their faces. And if you don't
right.
want them, the blood is going to be up on your hands. And if you do, then it's on them. And I say, oh, God, he gave me an assignment to do. And I'm like, ooh, what to do? But I'm so bold. My mother used to hit me in the mouth when I was young, because not because I cursed, because I was so sassy. And I said what came to my mind. And I'm like, I don't care about these people because they don't care what they say to me. So that was me when I was young. But when I got old, I had to calm that down. But it still comes up, you know, being sassy with the mouth. So when we do things when we're young, when we did things when we were young, why can't we do it for God now? Why we can't be bold for him now? And we sit around and we have excuses, like you say. But it's nobody's excuses but yours. You have to change your mindset and get yourself together. Amen. So I thank God for this declaration. And you have to know what's in your hand. You have the power in your hand. He asked
Amen.
Moses what was in his hand, and he had that rod. But Moses had to do something with the rod. I'm sorry. I'm just so excited. You got me all up this morning. I'm sorry.
That's
but
all
I
right.
enjoyed you. My first time hearing you, but I was excited. It's
That's all right.
Dion, you like the Wendy's hamburgers. You don't cut no edges. You just pull it like it was. Amen. So thank
Amen.
You, thank you. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. God bless.
That was awesome, Sister Tony. God bless me. God bless.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody else before we get ready to wrap it up?
Good
Anybody
morning.
Else?
Good morning. I'm back here. I'm like everybody else. It's like two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. Hello, Pastor Jefferson. This
Hello.
Is Brother Sydney. This is our family. Brother Sydney, Nicholas' sister on today, Geraldine.
Oh,
and
yes.
I just want to say
thank you.
What an amazing, amazing message on today. And, you know, we always just say Moses' sister, but she did have a name. And, you know, hardly it's ever used, but our pastor was speaking about Moses' sister on Sunday. And it's just amazing how the word is connecting with the word. And it didn't matter what church you're in. It's just
That's
like
right.
everybody is coming in together. I am so excited. This month is just. It's just pushing us into our purpose. Thank you so much for your
Praise
obedience.
God. Praise God. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Thank
God
you.
God bless you too. God bless. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Anybody else? Amen. And if not, Pastor Jefferson, you can go ahead and close us out in prayer. Definitely an amazing share this morning. It hit differently for me
because I heard you and I heard your heart and I heard things shifting in you. And I'm excited. I'm super excited about your future. I'm honored to be your friend. You are an amazing, amazing human being, a great leader, a great person. As my bishop would say, you preach well, man. Your life preaches well. I know that, you know, everybody has history, everybody has a past, but I'm just grateful that I get to observe you as you are becoming even the more greater in your state of being chosen. And so I'm excited. Bless God for you. Thank God for our friendship and thank God for your share this morning. So I'll pass it back to you to close us out.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, you definitely have had a ability to see the growth. And so I thank God for our friendship as well. And so, Father, we thank you, God, for this time of sharing. We thank you for this time of revelation knowledge. We thank you for your word. And ultimately, we thank God that when you've called us, all you need from us is a yes. And I pray, God, that every person on this line and everyone who will listen to this, maybe even in the future, will be blessed. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this Friday. And I pray not only for us to be blessed this day, but all this entire weekend. God, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you so much.
Amen.
God bless everyone.
Love you guys. God bless you.
Yes, God bless you all.
All right, bye guys.